The radio business has lots of four-letter words. The words I'm talking about are the four call letters by which most stations are known. So what can you spell with four letters that must begin with a K or W? Well, this station found the perfect fit, and it turned 75 years old this week. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Radio news director J.P. Skelly shares the story of the beginnings of the place where he works.
A gentleman by the name of Ray Eppel, who was an accomplished musician and the leader of the Covered Wagon Orchestra in Minneapolis, decided to start a radio station, and he came to Mitchell in 1946.
The station's call letters were KMHK, and it just turned 75 years old.
The station itself signed on July 4th, 1947 at about 6 p.m.
So how do they know the exact date and time? Well, one of JP's loyal listeners to the station helped with that.
She told me the story how she was in the maternity ward and the nurses had turned on the radio waiting for it to start. And at approximately 6 p.m., when it came on, is about the same time that she gave birth to her daughter.
But you won't find a station KMHK in Mitchell, South Dakota today. In fact, that changed in the late 1940s. To call letters perfect for the town that is home to the Corn Palace.
A station which was KORN Fremont, Nebraska, the original KORN, they went dark. The call letters became available, and our owner, Ray Eppel, saw an opportunity.
Not only are the call letters appropriate for the station in this town, but JP says there's simply a coolness factor of having those four letters for your name.
The call letters KORN have taken us many places and opened up the door as such. I've been here 36 years, and it's just amazing the doors that open for you when you tell them you're from KORN.
And one of the biggest doors that opened was one for the radio station on television, so to speak. Some of you know where corn appeared there, and it's next time as we travel the countryside in Mitchell, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McCray.